Just knowing the song tonight and worship him for who he is. For who he is. Waymaker God, miracle working God. That is who you are, Jesus. I am here. You are here to touch my life, Lord. To touch my life, Lord. Touch my life, Jesus. You are here, touching every life. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. So not come to seek the King of Jacob in vain. You are here. In every life, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you. Can we lift up those hands to Jesus this evening? Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you were. Just the voices. Way maker, God, way maker, miracle. Say it like you mean it, like you know it.
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Way maker, God,
way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Even when I can see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Yes, you never stop, you never stop working. Yes, you never stop. Say it like you mean it. Even when I don't see it, when I don't see it, you're working, Lord. When I don't feel it, you're working, God.
You never stop.
You never stop, always a work in me, always a work in my life. When I don't see it, you're working, Lord. When I don't feel it, yes, you're working.
You never stop,
you never stop working.
Stop working. You never stop. You never stop.
Waymaker, God.
Waymaker, miracle.
Promise keeper. Promise keeper, God.
Back
in the darkness, Lord. That is who you are. Waymaker, God. Waymaker, God. Waymaker, God. Miracle walking, God. Hey, promise keeper.
Light in the today, forever, you're the same.
Sing everlasting.
Everlasting, never fading. Yesterday, today, forever, you're the same.
Lift your voice, sing Jesus.
Jesus.
Your name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Yesterday,
yesterday,
you're the same God.
My comfort,
tell me you're my shelter.
My
Your name is our salvation. Your name is our healing. Your name is our peace. Your name is our joy. Your name is deliverance. Oh, we run into your name and we hide, 'cause your name is a strong tower. All the righteous running this evening and they are saved. We're running into the name. Lift your voice and worship the Lord. Bust out in tongues and run into the name of Jesus. Bust out in tongues and run into the name of Jesus. Hey, we run into the name. The name of Jesus, let your spirit speak. Let your spirit use the language of the Holy Spirit and let it speak. We run, we run, we run, we run, run into your name. And we find answers, we find healing, we find deliverance, we find salvation, we find every answer we need at the mention of the name. In this place, anything happens. All things are possible. All things are possible to them that believe. Heaven and earth join tonight to worship the name Jesus, to worship the King Jesus, to worship the Lord of Lords, to worship the one who was dead but now is alive, to worship the one who is the firstborn begotten from the dead, to worship the one who is the express image and the glory of the Father. Let it ever shine. And you're turning situations around, and you're doing wonders in our land, and in this house your glory fills the earth, fills the earth, fills the air. We build you a tabernacle, incredible. Lift your voice and worship the Lord in tongues, speaking to your souls and songs on hymns and spiritual songs, making melody your heart to the Lord. Sing in the spirit, sing in the spirit. Sing in the spirit, sing in tongues, sing in the spirit. To be touched. We see you collapse in the past, the present, and the future. We see the years collapse for us. We see 10 years becoming 1 year. For there is speed in your presence. All things are possible in the presence of the great I am. even right now as you worship, as you think in your heart, he says, so you have, you speak in his presence. He says, so will I do. Let my an overflow. We come into the overflow. We enter into the abundance of your house, and we eat and we drink of you. There's an overflow and there's an abundance in this place, and we take everything we need. We take everything we need as children with rights in your presence. We come in as children with rights. Even eating is a children's bread, you said. So all things are ours. All things are ours through Christ Jesus. And by the blood, we come on the boards. We come into our timbers. And we find grace to help in hours of need. Your Japanese, Jehovah, a very present help.
Yes,
a very present help, you are.
That's who you are. Yes, Lord. Lift your hands, everybody. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Our very present help in trouble. Always there for us. That's why we are here today. Today is the day you have made. We rejoice. We are glad in it. Thank you. Blessed be your name. You can sit down. Oh God. Sit down. Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name.
Oh God.
Blessed be the one.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be the one.
Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name. Here.
this Friday again, never tired of lifting up your name. Thank you, Lord. It's continually offering the sacrifice of praise, fruit of our lips to you. Blessed be your name. Thank you. Oh, blessings, glory, and honor, and praise be to you forever. Just quietly there as you sit down there, appreciating. Blessed be your name. Thank you for all who you are, all you do. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. One more time. Can you clap your hands for the Lord on the throne? Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You know, my job is spread out for me. And one of the names we call pastors, the word overseer. That's where you get the word general overseer, which means the one who sees generally over other pastors. So I'm a pastor. I oversee. And if you notice something that I have to start doing now, is the fact that if you notice people have traveled from the church, you don't see this. Many people have come to church. People that are new are coming to church from different areas. Yeah. I mean, people that are new are all over the church. We come in the last 1 year, churches. Even my wife that knows everybody, she sees new faces now, wonder, who is that? So people come to join us. One of my job is to keep us focused to do what God wants us to do. And some people that have just been coming here in the last how many months wonder, why do they worship every Friday? I mean, he just comes in. He just singing. No, if you're just only singing, it's very tiring. It's very tiring. But we come to worship. That's the difference. So let's first of all do something to go over it again. It's important. Like Paul said, repetition won't hurt you. It will even safeguard you. So why do we come to just worship? There are other things that are serious that we should come and do than just worship. Why do we put worship on Friday? Why do we do that? You know, our church was almost like another church those earlier days. Then we ask ourselves certain questions, and we ask ourselves, what is church those earlier days? And we said, what is church for? You notice every church just copy what everybody's doing. Huh? Praise God. Of you come over here for about a year now, this church, they don't do convention. What's wrong with them? So we want to just know what's our business. So I didn't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my own time. And I don't want to get to heaven and you point your finger and say, Pastor, you just do your thing. So while we were searching, what does it mean to have a church? How do we run a church? How do we, if you're going to come here every week, it's better be better. Or else we are wasting our time. So first of all, we have to define who we are as church people. And we came to see that as believers, we have three main life missions, three levels of life mission. Can you give me that word on the screen? Your life mission. You know, we came to see that where you are here or not, what's here for? And we came to see, number one, you are called to worship God. Your primary reason for living is not to get a job, have family. Your primary life mission is to worship God. Let's take a look. Acts 17. Hallelujah. Acts 17. We're looking at believers. Well, you're here. Verse 26. Take a look. Hope I'm correct. And he has made from one blood every nation of men, so all of us, this is our high definition, to dwell on all face of the earth. So God, out of one person, one blood, made every nation, Africans, Nigerians, Togolese, and he has determined their pre-appointed time. So you're being here at this time in history is pre-appointed by God. And the boundaries of our dwelling, why you are born an African, why you are born in Nigeria, why you are born in Osogbo, that's the reason. What is it for? Look at next verse. That so that they should seek not to have a career, not to have beautiful houses and live good and die. No. So that they should seek the Lord. So the purpose of our being put on earth, made from Adam to live in this particular place, to live in this particular time, is that we should seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you here, everybody? It's to go after God. So, actually, that's the reason why. If you live all your life, you don't go after God, when you live this life, they'll put you in the spiritual dumb place called hell. You know, the things we don't use anymore, that are no longer useful, what do? With them? We throw them into the dustbin and burn them at the back of our house. You know, you just throw them out. So you be a throwaway kind of person if you don't seek the Lord. That's why at the end of life, they won't count, all those things people can't. It's to seek the Lord. So number one is to worship the Lord. You don't come to church just to come and get some blessing for yourself so that you can live. Yeah, you will get all that, but your life will have no point if all that we get. For instance, look at all this. We have light, we have microphone, we have all this. There's a point for us to have service, am I right? If there's no point, we're just wasting our time. All this light, I don't even like too much light, but I have to endure it because it will help us do what we need to do. So our life, number one, is to worship, is to seek after God. So number one, we're a worshiper. Number two, God wants us to walk in his house. He wants us to do something with our life and contribute to his people. Church. So we are here because if you notice, you come here and 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 come here. You go to a place, you enter a church. What's the purpose there? God has put you in the church so that, look at Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. This is very interesting. You'll be amazed. Let's go to NLT. Ephesians 4 verse 11. Take a look. We've had this. So now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. Are you here, everybody? The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers, you see them all over YouTube. Am I right? They're all over YouTube, including the pastor. Why did they put them there? Look at next verse. Their responsibility is not to have a ministry and touch all the world. It's to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church. Interesting. So one of your main issue when you get to heaven, God's going to ask you, were you equipped to do my work, to build my church? I don't mean church, this building, I mean your people. You know, one day, one of my friends, when we finished this building, came to church. He said, Pastor, I have a dream. I saw that when this building was finished, another building was inside it that was growing stronger, glorious, more than this. I said, I understand, because this physical building is to inhabit spiritual building that will never end building. Praise God. So all of us over here, we are supposed to be equipped. The reason why pastor, prof, all of them are coming is to equip us so we can do his work and build up the church, that you contribute your quota to God's people. And look at verse 17. Give us verse 17. And with the loss, no, sorry, verse 15. Thank you, verse 15. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. Now look at next verse, verse 16. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. Can you look up? As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Can you clap your hands for Jesus for that? So for church to do well, doesn't take only pastor. All of us must play our part. So number one, you're called to worship God. Second, you're called to walk in his house, to be a blessing. Contribute your own special part to do something for Jesus in his house. So number one, you are a worshiper. Number two, you are a worker. Have you noticed in church, they will say, these are the workers, these are the members. Everyone doesn't see that at all. Everybody that is a member is a worker. There is no member of your body that's not doing something. Any part of your body that's not doing something won't last there. Even your nails, they do something. they were busy cutting them all the time. Every part of your body. So, number one, can you give us on the screen? Number one, worshiper. Number two, worker. Number three, to the world around you, he wants you to witness, to be a testifier of Jesus and his goodness and his gospel and his kindness. To be a Jerry, hallelujah, not a Jerry Jehovah, but actually a Jerry Jehovah. Pastor, are we a Jerry Jehovah here? Of course we are a Jerry Jehovah, but not that kind of Jehovah, that kind of God, but our own kind of Yahweh God. Amen, somebody. So, number one, we are called to what? Worship primarily. Second, after worshiping our Father, respect him. Second, we are called to serve all around the house, whatever you have to serve God. Number three, to witness to the world. He said, I send you forth. He said, you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. So my life should bring a testimony, a witness to Jesus. Then you can now see why your life is a waste. Some of you are here. You run to get a job. You run up and down. You get that down. You open business. You run. What is it all about? Everybody goes that way and die. Do you know that my desire is that all the days of my life left, I want to worship God. I want to walk and serve God's people. And number three, I want to be a witness to the world. I'm trying to make it happen almost every week. Now you can see the reason why we come to church now. Now you can see the reason why Friday is important. Now, several years ago, we came to see that if our primary life will be worshiping and we'll continue in heaven, we better start worshiping God well now. Am I right? So our primary job as God's people is number one, to worship God. Number two, to serve one another. Number three, to serve the world and witness to them. But it starts with God first. We worship God who made us to be together and who has a job to bring the world to his kingdom. Together? So worship is primary. In fact, this is the conviction we have in John 4, 21. Let's go down there. John 4, 21. So you are a worshiper. They ask you, who are you? I'm a worshiper. I'm a worker. I'm a witness. He said to her, Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you kneel down this mountain, nor in Jerusalem, do what? Worship the Father. See, they used to worship in the temple and bring sacrifices and animals to God. So Jesus said, none of that anymore. What are we going to do now? Look at next verse. You worship what you don't know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Next verse. But the hour is coming. Can I hear your voice, everybody? Let's sing it together. For the hour is coming when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Can I hear your voice louder for the last line? For the Father. Now wait. He said, we were made to seek God, right? Remember? Act 27, we read. We were made to seek God. And then we see over here, the Father is seeking such to worship him. Wow. So God is seeking, we are seeking, and we meet in the place of worship. See that? So worship is the grandiose thing you can ever do with your life. It's the best thing you can ever do with your life. It's not just something to see like Riaza or Olindaraya. Worship is our essence. The Father is seeking. Can you imagine God's looking for something? We know God is powerful. He has everything. He owns everything. But he's looking for something. He's seeking. Can you imagine? You know, not just God. He said the Father. God is God. There are billions of angels worshiping him. But there are only few are worshiping as Father. And that can only be done by his family. And we are God's family. Say to yourself, we are God's family. So when we come, we may not be as beautiful as angels and have great voice like angels, but our daddy, papa, has much more sand in his ears than angels with their 10,000 beautiful voices. And that's why we do worship. I hope you understand that now. So we are primarily a worshiper. So actually, Friday is the real worship. Tuesday, we grow in the Word of God. And Sunday, we come to share together, serve one another, and then testify to the world by inviting them to church. You got it? You got it? So Friday is sacrosanct. Friday is important to us because that's what we're going to do all our. Can you imagine? God's not looking for Sunday comers. God is not impressed by Tuesday first, but he's impressed by those who come to worship. Praise God. So priorities should be as we worship God. Of course, I need to hear the word of God so that I can worship him in spirit and truth. But tell yourself, I'm a worshiper. I'm a worshiper. Hallelujah. That song says, nobody will take my, nobody will do what? No one will worship for me. Let's sing it. Can you just say it to yourself? Let's hear the song. Take a look. You know, all the songs we sing, they have meanings. What does the song say? Okay.
You are worthy.
See that word, worthy and worship, they are quite close. They are from the same word.
And no one can worship you for me.
Uh-huh. Let's see it.
For all the things you've done for me, no one can worship you for me.
Okay, let's hold on here. You know, something about worship is this. No, worship is this. Worship is the only moment where we come face to face with God. I'm talking to Stabola Uchi now. I'm face to face with her. Are you hearing me? It's only in worship that God and I, we get direct. When I come with my prayer, I'm concerned about something. When I have a testimony, oh God, you've done something. But that worship is that private moment when I just want to be alone with God. I just want to be with others with God. So God is our focus. When we come on Tuesday, the Bible, the Word of God is our focus. But when we come to worship, we focus on God. And that's the moment that's the most important because that is the time Creator and creature interact. You know why God designed worship? Not because God is megalomaniac and is mad and he wants praises. Oh yeah, pump me with praise. No, no, he didn't do worship for that reason. No, no, it's not. It doesn't need that. You know what? He designs worship as a time of direct current. You know that? Direct current where he himself can pour into us directly and we can pour into him directly. And this ocean is meeting the river and they are all flowing together. I hope I'm making some sense. I'm at home. I talk with my wife. I talk with my children. I talk with you. I go. But when I came into worship, when I get to worship, I'm talking. See that song? What did he say? Take it again.
You,
see, you,
Lord.
You, Lord.
You are worthy.
I'm not saying he's worthy, but I'm telling him. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. And no one can worship you for me.
Yes, Lord.
For all things you've done,
make it a little bit lively.
Things you've done for me, and yes, no one can worship you for me. Is my word.
Bring him your worship. Come on.
All of my.
Maybe you are tired, maybe you are sad or whatever. Leave that aside. Let's focus on him. Worship is focusing on God. Oh, here is my worship.
And no one can worship.
No
like a wolf.
So here is my worship.
Here's my worship.
Here is my
worship.
All of my worship. You are the owner of my existence. I am because you are. You are, that's why I am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Can I have your seat? Praise God. Whoa. Now, notice something. That's the best thing you can do with your life. That changes everything. You know, if you're just about making money, I may not be the best if it is. Whatever I'm doing, I may not be the best husband, the best wife, the best worker, the best business person. But when I am in worship, I'm doing the best thing my life can ever do. Hallelujah. And I'm facing him, I'm telling him. So that's why we do this. Now, before we leave, let's do some practicals about worship. You know, people think that for you to worship, you have to have all these instruments. And that's great. Thank God for them, you know. I ask them to start asking them to come, you know. You know, because really, we don't do so much worship on Sunday. 20 minutes there about. Like, how can we just go 20 minutes for a whole week to God? I mean, 20 minutes. We just sing, great is thy faithfulness. And then we stop, do other things, and go home. But there should be some adequate time. Like if you come on Friday, Tuesday, we just take about two hours just teaching the word. Can't we just do that for God too? Pastor, do we have to? Usually, praise and worship is just to do something before we go to the real thing. That's what we were taught when I was growing up. They would say, you come to church, the hour of the word is the real thing. So everything is built up, worship toward it. No. The hour is worship. The hour come now when they will worship the Father. Everything goes from there to God. Hallelujah. Do we get that? Tell somebody beside you, I'm a worshiper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we are here tonight. Let's look at what is worship. How do you do it well? So, something I said to you, I said, God doesn't want to just be megalomaniac. Come and sing to me, so I can feel great and feel proud. Like Oriki in Yoruba land. When they kie, our ki, our branle, kodide, you know, with their bata and everything, make all that kind of noise, so you get up like a soldier. But we don't do that for God. Actually, we don't pour into God like that. He pours into us. When we start worshiping him, that's the channel. You know, I have something. Do you still have that filling station? That filling station? Do you still have that filling station in the media? Somebody was wondering what's filling station doing inside church stuff. You know why filling station? You know, no matter how you drive your car all over the place, your car cannot run except with fuel. You don't have EV yet, so forget about electric vehicle. But every car runs with fuel. And you don't have perpetual fuel in yourself. And fuel is dangerous. If it gets outside the tank, it will burn the car down. You must never take worship for yourself. One man, they were glorifying him, and he took the honor to himself. God struck him. The angel just slapped him. He never woke up from there. So what do? We take our car, and when you get to their police station, they have a big tank under the ground. Your own is a small tank, and then they connect it. Don't worry if you can't find it. And then they connect it. That is an act of worship for the car. It's when the big tank is pouring into the small tank. That's why we do this. It doesn't matter how many are around, whether they are 10 or 20. I got some guys, used to be down to Lagos now. The guy will just see Jesus when we are worshiping. You see him up there, we see angels all around us. I don't have to see that. I know because when we do that, God inhabits our praises. And we are doing the best thing with our life. So let's look at what worship is in practical terms. I said it's filling, remember, it's filling us. Ephesians 5, verse 18. So we use worship in a way to allow God to fill us with himself. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit. See that word, filled with the Spirit? Same word for filling your tank with fuel, with God. The Spirit of God is God. So how do we open up to God to fill us? It's worship. Look at next verse. By speaking to yours. Give me KJV. You make it sounding better. Okay. Give us KJV. Speaking to yourselves in what? I want you to see practical things about worship now. Speaking, he said, be filled. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and what? And hymns and what? Singing. Can you help me, dear? Can you capitalize speaking, singing, and making melody in your heart? Next verse. Giving thanks. Another one. Always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, let me get on the back of the choir now and magnify us. They just want to make worship only singing. It can be very tiring. I've told them for years, be free in worship. But they still do that style they have been taught for years from secondary school days up. Sing, 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 sing. And when they get tired, they go sit down. Ah. He didn't say sing. He said speak. Right. The only one who is catching it up all these years is Tabula Wichi. Everybody else don't catch it. That's true. You just come where on the mountain, in the valley. The Lord is good. The Lord is my portion. What's the next one? So if you go for 40 minutes, you are tired, and they keep you standing all the time. Who said, I have to stand up all the time in worship? Huh? I'm in trouble today. Huh? other. Sometimes they fall on their faces. Sometimes they fall on their knees. They don't have to sing. You know, the singing is only one part over there. There is speaking. There is singing. That's making melody. Pastor, what's that one? You'll find out. How many of you are here? You wake up in the morning and you are hearing guitar inside of you and you don't have the guitar. Anybody here? How many of you? Just wake up. Your heart's just singing. You know, when you put your mouth there, I can mess it up. Anybody there? You've never been there? No wonder you are so depressed. You know, some of us know we can't sing, but we can hear song inside of us. My wife be dancing by herself. You know, sometimes she just be, and when she starts singing, the singing is not the right one, but you know what's there inside? You know, I'm good at that. I'll just hear song. My wife will say, I wake up with this song. I'm a song Wikipedia, you know? I wake up with these songs. Hallelujah. So number one, speaking to yourselves. Number two, singing. Number three, making melody where? In your heart to the Lord. What's the next one? Giving thanks. Make it thanks too. Giving thanks. Oh, so worship is further and deeper than just 1, 2, 3, 4 songs. Songs are there, but you start with speaking. Start with speaking. Hallelujah. You know, there's nothing wrong in just stop singing and start speaking. Oh, worship leaders won't do that. They must just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 songs. And then, you know what I just did to you? We sang, we sat down. Am I right? Because in the presence of the Lord, there is freedom. That's fullness of joy. Some people, they fall on their face. Some people stand up. Some people, we can stop. We can be silent. We can do so much. Are you listening, everybody? So tell yourself, I'm a worshiper. That means I will speak. I will sing. I will make melody. And I will give thanks. Can we just lift our hands and just give thanks this moment? Bible says, in all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Can you just give thanks? Pastor, what do I give thanks God to God? For your life. For where you are right now. For your health. For your finances. See, the country is going haywire. God is still keeping you. God is still watching over you. To give thanks. Oh God, our Father, we thank you. Can you just open your mouth and thank him from your own heart? Oh Father, we thank you. Yeah. Give thanks. Don't sing. Just play it. Just play it as we give thanks. Yes, Lord. Grateful. Yes, Lord. Give thanks. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're thankful. Remember that last accident, that last opportunity, that last promotion, that last help, that divine work, that surprise from heaven, that recovery. Oh, yeah. We're so grateful that you are there for us. Very present God, help in time of trouble. Keeping us going in the midst of all this crisis and chaos. Giving us life, food, joy, peace. Oh, yeah. Come. Let's sing that song. Come on. Yes, Lord. Why? Just keep giving thanks to God. Keep giving thanks to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, we are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. 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 Just open your mouth, bless him. Even what you don't have yet, give thanks. Oh, thank you that you are there. Oh God, we are grateful for all your generosity in our lives. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We give thanks, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're so grateful. We're so thankful for all you're doing for us. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Thank you. All right. Everybody, just tell him, thank you, Lord. See, every time you wake up in the morning, the very first thing out of your mouth will be, thank you, Lord, for a new day. Thank you for the night season. Thank you for keeping me overnight. And thank you for strength and grace for the day. That's what they say. Anytime I breaking
up the day,
I say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Somebody join us and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Anytime
I see another breaking of the day, I say, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I say, oh, I say. Anytime I say,
I say thank you.
One more time. Grateful. Hallelujah. Can you just open your eyes? Actually, in Hebrew calendar, the day does not start in the morning. The day starts by 6. So, according to Hebrew calendar, this is the breaking of the day. The day is just starting by 6 o'clock. If you go to Israel, by Friday night, 6 p.m. Saturday start. They don't count day and night. We do that. They count night and day. Their actual day starts in the night. So, we're in the tomorrow already, according to their calendar. So, when you say, anytime I see another breaking of the day coming from 6 o'clock, I say, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
One more time.
Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
One of the things we must learn to do is to give thanks. Just to give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Become part of your life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name, Father. Just one. You don't have to do 25 hours. Just 25 hours of praise. After that, you don't do anything anymore. You see, continually. And it's mindful of your thanksgiving. Remember Jesus healed 10 lepers? And they left. While they were going, they got healed. And one of them just ran back. A Samaritan. And with a loud voice, thank you, fell on his face. Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed? How many came back to give thanks? Pastor, I don't have anything to give thanks to. The very air you take, if it's taken away from you, you are no more here. Not true? Simple thing like that. so we can give thanks. The Bible says, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. So if you want to do the will of God, just give thanks. Hallelujah. You can bring the will of God on any situation. I thank you. You are broke, you thank your provider. You sick, you thank your healer. You are afraid, you thank him, your protector. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, Apostle Paul and Silas in the book, in that prison, they just start giving thanks. Start blessing the Lord. In all things. Not for all things, but in all things. We can give thanks. We don't give thanks for devil destroying our life, but we give thanks to God who is more than conqueror through us. Are you here, somebody? Another nice place to give thanks all the time. You will not believe this. God has planned this to be happening in your life. I won't say it. Let's read it. 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4. Hallelujah. Take a look at this. Verse 4. For every creature of good, that's when you are eating, is good. And no food is to be received if. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive with thanksgiving. Every time you eat is a time of thanksgiving. Every time you eat. Many of us don't remember to pray. Like one woman said, since I don't remember to pray, when I buy the food stuff, I just pray over it. So every time I cook. But actually, time of eating, why did God organize that? That we should receive food with thanksgiving. Remember, filling station, worship. God gives us food. He's the one who made product to be eatable. He's the one who gave us stomach to be able to contain it and digest it. And every time we sit down to eat, so food is a holy thing. Are you right? All of you that are losing weight and you hate food, something wrong with you. I used to hate food too. I'm not a food lover. I mean, I don't. Somebody was around me one time, he said jollof rice and was dancing. I said, kilo faju. But some people like food, some people love food. But please, food is not your problem. Food is not your problem. If you are losing weight, fine. But don't think that food is your problem. And you start starving yourself, and no man ate his own flesh. Not his anterior seat. I don't think no man fattened up his flesh, but said no man ate his own flesh. Okay, that's another thing to overeat. I know, but every time you eat, it's Thanksgiving time. Hallelujah. Praise God. So just stop and say, Father, thank you for this food. Sorting out here too. You know things are expensive now. For the little you have, give thanks to God. Hallelujah. How many of you start giving thanks when you eat?
Pastor, do I have to bring Sister Uchi to come and sing in my house?
She's eating her own food too. Give it thanks. Hallelujah. Just eat and give thanks. Oh, can I confess my sin? Can I confess my sin? Because food is so routine for me, I just, no, thank you for me. But once in a while, I'll be cautioned, stop and really give thanks to the Father. They're not passing a tube for you to eat. They're just eating and you can taste. You can enjoy it. Or you can control it. Say, I'm not going to eat today. That's understandable. But just thank him for your food. Jesus gave thanks. The bread multiplied. Remember? One of my teachers said, you don't have to worry about bacteria, virus in food if you just give thanks. Wow, that changed my thinking about it. If you just give thanks. This is the reason why. Exodus 23, 25, take a look. If you give thanks, give us an NIV. Hallelujah. So, worship the Lord your God, giving thanks. And his blessing will be where? On your food and water. Wow. Worship the Lord. I will take away sickness from among you. Just if you worship the Lord. You know, when we worship, we come to our full potential. Entities are removed. That's why we worship. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. When I wake up in the morning and I stretch myself and I give thanks to God and I take time to thank him, I feel better. I feel greater. But when I wake up on one side of the bed and I take my phone, checking WhatsApp, anybody like me? You don't have to lift up your hands. Everybody does it. Just want to take your phone and check your WhatsApp. Check your worship first. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Are we here? You're going out. Just thank you, Lord. Back, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We start from that Thanksgiving tonight. We are going home in the next few minutes. Just want to thank you. I just want to say, Baba, oh,
Eshe. I just want to say, Baba.
For my husband, for my children, for my job, for my business. Worship, we can pray, we can fast, we can go to work, we can love, we can submit. If you read that Ephesians 5. When they finished giving thanks, they said, husband, wives, children. It's in that atmosphere we can actually live out, be filled with the Spirit. Before we leave, we read speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. One of the things I love to do is to read the psalms. In the recent time, I have audio of psalm. I'm on psalm 93 this morning. I was on psalm 93. Tomorrow is psalm 94. And psalm 93, I read it. And I remember I have a song about psalm 93 that was just a digging song. I love it. So my wife came in and said, I'm listening to psalm. Was it this morning? Was it yesterday? Okay, so yesterday was psalm 93. Today is psalm 94. And just listen to psalm all through like that. Let's look at one psalm before we leave here. We read together. Speak to yourself in psalms, right? Psalm 96. Let's just read together before we leave here. Speak to yourselves in psalm. That's part of worship. Let's go. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Next verse. Go on. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim the good news. Go on. Declare his glory among the nations. His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great. Is to be feared above all gods. Go on. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Let's go on. The glory due his name. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. It shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the heart be glad. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful. And all that is in it. Then all the trees of the wood will rejoice before the Lord. For his coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness. And the peoples with his truth. Can you get up on your feet? It said, great is our God. And to be greatly praised. Now, you know the beautiful thing? As we close, it's going with us. Tell somebody beside you, he will take care of you. He will watch over you. He will keep his covenant. None of his word will fall without coming to pass. So, tell the person, let's keep blessing him. Let's keep looking up to him. For we know he's our God and we are his people. Can you close your eyes, lift your hands and say, Lord, thank you for the weekends. Thank you for today, tomorrow. Thank you for Sunday. Thank you for the coming week. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Before we close, tomorrow is our prayer chain. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., this place will be open. There'll be some time for cleaning. If they are cleaning, just move to another corner. There are places enough to move around, outside, wherever. Take your 1 hour, spend time with God, and let's do that from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Take any of the hour. You don't have to be forced to take any part. You just pick the one you like and just do that. There'll be nobody in the hall except you, except those who are also here to pray. So let's do that. Hallelujah. You can listen to the audio message already on our platform and get that done. Look at somebody beside you. Tell him, I serve a good God. He's going home with me. And he's going home with you. Don't forget, it's a good God. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for coming. Thank you.